Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I believe that the Lord loves you so much, He wants to encourage you with His Word, and the Holy Spirit shall speak to you in this teaching, help you to know the Almighty God more and more. Your relationship with Him will be stronger, deeper, and higher than before. You will get to know your God, and you can do mighty things because God is your vindicator. He is your helper. He is your Savior. And you love Him, you want to serve Him, and seek the kingdom of God first. I would like to talk about the justice of God in this teaching. Let us pray. Father, we thank You so much, Lord, that You love us, and You are the God of justice and righteousness. You always take care of us, and You are the vindicator for our life, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit will speak into our heart. We open our ears to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. We open our heart to receive the revelation from You. And we open our eyes to see the light of the truth of God. We thank You, Father. We believe You speak to all of us in this teaching. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20, the Bible says, "You intended to harm me." This is what Joseph said to his brothers. But God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position, the position of the prime minister of Egypt, so I could save the lives of many people. Joseph was growing up in the family, and his brothers were jealous of him. He had a dream that one day he would have authority. So eventually, his brothers sold him to be a slave in Egypt. While he was serving his master Potiphar, his wife wanted to sleep with him, but he ran away. And he was really falsely accused that he was going to rape the boss's wife. He was put in jail. For 13 years, it seemed as though Joseph's life would end in a deep deficit, deep pit in the garbage. He was sold into slavery by his brothers, who should have loved him. He was falsely accused of a crime and put in prison by his boss wife, who should have trusted him. He had a promise broken. His friend in jail promised to help him, but that friend forgot. He was forgotten. Despite all these unfair things, hardships, difficulties, and disappointments, and all the odds that came against him, Joseph suddenly went from prisoner to the prime minister of Egypt in a single day. God gave Joseph a payback and used it all to work out God's plan for Joseph's life. God used Joseph to save his family from the famine. You may be in a deficit right now too. Your life has not been fair. People left you out. They mistreated you. They lied about you. They persecuted you. They take advantage of you. A family member turned negative on you. The sickness set you back. You are tempted to lose your passion, to give up on your dreams. But I would like to encourage you, and the Holy Spirit would like to speak to you right now. Stay in peace. Trust in the Lord your God, and continue to do your best in everything you are called to do. For your time of victory and payback is coming. Joseph, he served Potiphar the best he could. He always depended on the presence of God. When he was in jail, he served the jailer the best he could. He never lost his dream, his hope. He continued to walk with God in obedience, in forgiveness, and in love. I would like to encourage you, if you do the same thing like Joseph, God is about to do something unusual, something extraordinary, supernatural, and awesome in your life. suddenly you are vindicated. Suddenly you are promoted. Suddenly your crooked places are made straight. What is that? Who did that for you? The power of the Most High settling your account. What you need to do when you face all kinds of hardships, disappointment, and mistreatment, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 say, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. I would like to encourage you, no matter what happened, you seek the kingdom of God first. You live a righteous life. You try to please God. You keep your eyes on the Lord, and you will see the breakthrough, the payback from heaven. So always seek the kingdom. You want to glorify the name of Jesus. You go to church. You are faithful in the ministry you are called to do. You are faithful in using your gift, your time, your money, your talents to expand the kingdom of God. You do everything for the glory of the Lord. And you give your life to Him. You choose the righteous way, not the crooked way, not the sinful way. You do the right thing in the eyes of God. And God say, He will give you everything you need. Psalm chapter 26, verse 1. I will read many scripture here to show you that your God will listen to your prayer and He will vindicate you. Psalm 26, verse 1 say, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. You see, you seek the kingdom of God first. You walk righteously, uprightly, and you walk in integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. So King David proclaimed that he walked in his integrity. He continued to trust the Lord no matter what happened, even though some people tried to kill him. He continued to trust God and he asked God to vindicate him. I would like to encourage you to be like King David in this generation, to be like Joseph in this generation, and you will not slip. Let's just trust God no matter what happened. Just trust the Lord and He will help you. He will show you His justice. He will pay you back. In Luke chapter 18, verse 7, even He rendered a just decision in the end. God will give a just decision. Justice comes from God. So don't you think God will surely give justice to His chosen people who cried out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? The answer, no. Sometimes we face injustice, mistreatment, and unfair treatment from people. But you are not alone. The Almighty God is with you. He is your King. He is your Father. He is your provider. You keep your eyes on Him. You keep seeking the kingdom of God first, living righteously, and you cry out to Him. You say, God, You're going to fight this battle for me. You're going to give me justice. You're going to pay me back. You keep your eyes on the Lord. And He promised you in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. God will give you justice. He is your vindicator. And any weapon that the enemy or bad people try to come against you shall not prosper. But the key is seek the kingdom of God first. You serve the Lord. In fact, the Bible promises us so many things. For example, Exodus chapter 23 say, if you serve the Lord, He will bless the food you eat, the water you drink, and He will heal your sickness. I would like to encourage you who are listening to this teaching that please seek the kingdom of God first. Please find a ministry. Get involved in your local church. Do something. Serve God. Even little thing. Maybe you become an usher, take care of children, you clean up the church building, you support your pastor, you go on a mission trip with your pastoral team or whatever you can help. There are so many things you can do to serve the Lord. The Bible says the heritage of the servant of the Lord is the justice and the help of the Lord. Please don't be just pew warmer. Serve God. Find your gifts and your calling. Please listen to the teaching series called Discovering Your Calling in our YouTube channel and find your calling and serve the Lord. King David said in Psalm chapter 7, verse 6, "Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my enemies, and awake and stir up for me the justice and vindication that you have commanded." King David was chased by his enemy, King Saul. King Saul wanted to kill him. He was mistreated. He did not do anything wrong. So he kept his eyes on God and he proclaimed that his God is a vindicator for him. And God looked upon him, stooped down and looked at him, and the Lord would help him. You believe that? God would do the same thing to you. Psalm chapter 7, verse 6, "Arise, O Lord, in anger, stand up against the fury of my enemies." This is from New Living Translation. "Wake up, my God, and bring justice." Our God is a God of justice. Even though other people have mistreated you, cheated you, hurt you, tried to destroy you, you are not alone. You are not on your own. You have the King of all kings, the just and righteous King on your side. God is your vindicator. He is righteous, just, and fair. God will take what is wrong and make it right, but we must go to Him and let Him do it. Just like what Joseph did. He said, "Your guy meant evil against me, but the Lord turned it into good things." We must allow God to do us right when others treat us wrong. We depended on the Lord. We trust the Lord. We pray to God. Seek the kingdom of God first. Serve Him. No matter what happened, we continue to walk with Him and live for His kingdom. We don't need to take matters into our own hands. If we go to the Lord and tell Him what is wrong, He will handle it much better than we can. When we try to fix things by our own ways and our own strength, we just make things worse. We must wait for the salvation and the justice of the Lord, praying, trusting, and giving Him time to work behind the scene for us. When we see wrongdoing in the earth or people being mistreated, cry out to God for justice. The battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You may have been mistreated and got in the flesh and tried to take care of the problem on your own strength, which just created more problems. At the other times, you should learn how to trust God. I myself tried to trust God when I was mistreated. Sometimes people attack me when I preach the gospel. I was mistreated by some Christians, even some leaders, some pastor, but I just give all the problem to the hand of God. I let Him handle the situation. I'm not going to fight back. I'm not going to write back and attack anybody. I'm going to forgive, love them, continue to run my race, continue to keep my eyes on the Lord and doing what God tells me to do. I'm not going to be distracted by people who don't like me. I will choose the right battle to fight. I'm not going to fight with those who try to persecute me. I'm going to fight the battle against the devil, not against human being. I want to encourage you to use wisdom and you give the problem to the Lord and He will take care of the problem for you. Again, God is righteous. He is all powerful. He is just and He will do only the right thing. It may take some time or it may happen quickly, but rest assured God will handle your situation for you because God will treat you wondrously and lovingly, and He cares for you. King David talked about vindication again and again. In Psalm chapter 43, verse 1, "Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me, Lord." Psalm 43, verse 1, "Declare me innocent, O God. Defend me against those ungodly people." This is from New Living Translation. "Rescue me from these unjust liars." David, the sweet psalmist, went through many traumatic things. We see him expressing his heart's cry for justice to God throughout the book of Psalms. He trusted God to vindicate him, to give him justice, to fight the battle for him. As a result, God made him to rule over his enemies. Eventually, he sat on the throne as a king of Israel. And not only that, God used him to be the ancestor of the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want God to use you in this generation. You should have the right heart. Let the Holy Spirit change your heart. God, I'm not going to fight against anybody. I'm going to forgive my enemies. I'm going to seek the kingdom of God first. I'm going to walk uprightly, righteously, with integrity. I will serve you. I will live my life for the kingdom. And I will pray and ask you for your vindication, for your justice. That's what we should do. And I believe the Lord will lift you up and the Lord will use you, anoint you, and you shall be the blessing to the nations. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." When God gives you victory at the end, God will be exalted over anything, over man, over anything in the world. And God will lift you up, exalt you over every wrong person and every injustice. Your enemy tried to destroy you, sound like you're going downhill, but eventually God will lift you up above your enemy. God can make crooked places straight, and He can make wrong things to be right. He is our mighty vindicator because He is completely just and honest. When He makes the wrong thing to be the right thing, He does it perfectly. You cannot do like Him. He can create the best possible outcome for everyone involved. He's a good God. So completely trust Him. This is a God we serve and we worship. He is a just and righteous God. Isaiah 45 verse 2 say, "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron." God promises. You may be going through crooked path right now. Somebody gossip about you, attack you. Somebody cause you to lose your job or try to steal something for you, destroy your reputation, try to hurt you, mistreat you. You feel hurt. You feel like, wow, I am in trouble. But God say, "I'm going to make the crooked path in your life to be straight again. Whatever try to hinder you from moving forward, He's going to break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. And eventually, you're going to get to the finish line. Eventually, you will run to that finish line with joy. And the perfect will of God shall be done in your life. This life in this earth is full of unfair things. Bad people, wicked people, demons, Satan, bad things in this world. We're all going to go through some disappointment, hardships, and difficulties. Even Jesus Himself, Paul, Peter, they all went through those things. But rest assured, God is on your side. The key is you keep honoring God, seeking His kingdom first, walk uprightly, and serve Him. You continue to do the right thing in His eyes, pray to God, trust Him, and give all of your burden into His hand and let Him handle for you. Let Him fight the battle for you. I believe you will practice what you learn in this teaching. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You that what so often looks and feels like an unsolvable deficit and problem is really part of Your plan that moves us to our final destiny and toward Your purpose, Lord. Thank You that it is going to lead us into a new level of our destiny that we could never experience without all this deficit on difficulties. We believe You will settle all our accounts. I believe, we declare, You are our vindicator. You are the King of justice, and You will fight the battle for us, Lord. We're going to keep our eyes on You. We're going to keep seeking You, living for Your kingdom, serving You, walking uprightly, and we believe You will take care of our life, Lord. And all the glory belongs to You, Lord. We love You so much. Oh, God the Father, we want to glorify Your name, and we trust You indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe this teaching has encouraged you. And please listen to other teaching in this series And please feed your spirit with the Word of God every day. Don't waste your time on the bad news, on the comments of people, on the wrong thing in the world. But feed yourself with the Spirit of God and let God give you more faith and help you to have wisdom, understanding, and insight. God loves you so much. May the Lord use you to be the blessing to the nations. See you in other teachings.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,